Yeah, we are at the bottom of Nun Dalet Amud Beis. And we mentioned yesterday that anyone who has the ability to make a macha and does not make a macha, so that individual is going to be nitfas on that aveira. The person is going to be responsible for that aveira. The Gemara continues two lines in the bottom. Amar Rapapa Vahani debe Reish Galusa Nitfasu al Kuli Alma. Those in the Bei Reish Galusa, they are going to be nitfas for everyone, meaning they have the ability to make a machal. Kihada Amar Reb Chanina Maidich Siv Hashem Bamishpat Yavai Im Zikni Amay Visarov. So it says Hashem will come to it with judgment to the Zikanim. The Zikanim usually refers to the Tzadikim of his nation. Visarov and the Sarim. Im Sarim Chatu. The fact that the Sarim were Chayte Zikanim Machatu. What did the Zikanim do which was wrong? Rather means it's referring to the Zakenim that they had the ability and the influence to make a macha against the Sarim, and they didn't, so therefore they're going to be liable, they're going to be responsible. Good, says the Gemara Meiser, Rabbi Yehuda Yosef Kameh de Shmuel. He was sitting in front of Shmuel, Asoy Ahi Itza, Katsavcha Kameh Voloy Havi Mishkach Ba. So there was a woman who came into Shmuel, and she started screaming about a particular injustice which was done to her, and Shmuel did not respond. So Amar Lei, Rav Yehuda said to Shmuel, Lo yisava lei mar oitem ozne mizakas dal gamim yikra v'layane. So he asked the kasha to his rebbe. He said, L'cher, there's a pasuk. I mean, don't you hold of the pasuk, meaning the implication of the pasuk, that if a person, so to speak, closes their ear from the cry of the dal, of the impoverished, so then the person's going to be responsible. So Amalei, Shmuel responded to Rav Yehuda. Amalei Shinnai, and he said, Shinnai, you sharp one, Reishich Bekriri, Reishad Reishich Bechamimi. Meaning, you're asking a question on me, meaning I am your Rebbe, I am your Rosh, so to speak. So I am in cold water, so to speak. But the Rosh of your Rosh, meaning my Rebbe, the one who I ultimately defer to, he is the one who is ultimately responsible. Meaning the buck stops by the individual who has the ability to make a macha, and to set things right, and to make good, and so on. And that's not me. I mean, I'm not in that position of authority that I'm able to do that. That's nothing to do with me, but rather it has to do with Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva is he's the Av Bezdin. He's in charge. He's the one who's going to be responsible, not me. That's the way he put it. If you look at Rashi, top line, Reishach Bekriri, Ani shani rabcha eini nechva. I'm not going to be singed. Avo marugva shurish leiv alach. He is my head, and therefore he's also your head in effect. The avbezdin yichve becham, and he will be singed in hot water if he does not tend to the needs of the impoverished. But again, this whole din of someone who we speak about, someone who makes a macha, it's only someone who's in a position of influence and power. And it's not me.
So what would they do?
Well, we don't know, but I guess what Shmuel was saying is that the fact that she's coming to me and asking that I take care of things, I'm not in a position to do it. So I mean, she's coming to the wrong man. She needs to go to Marokva. I mean, I guess we might ask that, you know, maybe it would be appropriate for Shmuel to say, I'm so sorry to hear about that. It must be very difficult. Like, we don't know exactly what Shmuel did or did not say, but in general, he did not listen to her case because it wasn't within his remit. It wasn't something which he was able to adjudicate on, and it wasn't his responsibility, and therefore he had to defer to Mar Ukva. One doesn't know exactly what, I mean, it says Mar Ukva would be singed if he doesn't if he doesn't deal with it. Yeah, I don't know exactly what happened in the end. Good. So, says the Gemara Vayter, Hayos, yeah, so he said Hayos Marok v'Avezin, right? Because the Marok is the Avezin, the Chsev, as the Pasuk says, Beis David, Koyamar Hashem, Dinei Labaker, Mishpat v'Tzilo Gozlam Yad Oishik, Pentetzik, Eish, Hamasi, Ubira, V'Mechab, Bnei Roya, Ma'aleim. So Rashi says, the Chsev, Beis David, Le'onish Elamish, Be'yodei, Lishpait. It's the Shefet, the one who has the ability to pass skin on these shilas, that is going to be the one who's going to be liable. You, Reb Simon, you should make him a ha, you should rebuke the Bey Reish Galusa. You know, we find throughout Shas that sometimes the Bey Reish Galusa were good, and sometimes they were in fact quite corrupt. So he said you should make him a ha to the Bey Reish Galusa. Clearly they are doing things which they shouldn't be doing. So Amalei, Reb Simon said, look, Le Mekabli Minoi, they're not going to listen to me. Amalei Avagav, the Le Mekabli, Le Chachinu Mar. Even though they will not be Mekabel, you should still be Mechiach. And before we see Vaita, let's just see the top Tesis. Tesis says, Hainu Eicha de Sofik I Mekabli. Kedam Reb Samach, Lefnei Migoli, Aval Heicha de Vadei Le Mekabli. Meaning, everyone agrees, if your rebuke will fall on deaf ears, then there's no point to rebuke. We're just saying, he's saying, you know, he said, ah, they're not going to listen. He said, you know what? You never know. Meaning, you don't know for a fact that they won't listen. If you know for a fact they won't listen, mask him. But so long as you don't know for a fact, you should listen. So, the Amr of Acha Abram Chanina, and he proves the importance and the severity of someone giving to Chacha. Says the Gemara, an amazing thing. Meaning to say, whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that something good is going to happen, Hashem does not change his mind and go back on his word. But there was one time that Hashem said that tzaddikim will be spared, and then Hashem, so to speak, had to go back and had to rescind his initial decree, so to speak. And that was in this particular instance. What was the ma'aseh? The chziv, right? They have a pasuk in Yeheskel which speaks about Puranas which will come onto Yerushalayim. And it says, "Vayim Hashem Eilav Avar B'Seich Ha'ir B'Seich Yerushalayim V'Yizvisa Tov Al Mitzchis Hanashim Hanenachim V'Hanenokim Al Kolat Eivis Hanaseis B'Seich." So Hashem says, "Go pass through the year, and you should inscribe. You should mark the letter Tov on the foreheads of the people who were sighing, groaning, and so on, about all the abominable practices which are taking place in Yerushalayim." In other words, there are individuals who are upset. They're sighing and they're groaning about the bad things taking place. So these are clearly the good people, the tzaddikim. So what's pshat in the pasuk? Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gabriel, Leich Urishayim al Mitzchon Shel Tzaddikim. On those tzaddikim who were upset and lamenting and groaning, you should go and you should mark on their foreheads, Tof, Shaldioi, put the letter Tof in ink, Shaloi Yishlutu Behem Malachi Chavala, so that when the Malachim of destruction come in and destroy all the sinners, these people will be spared. Val Mitzchum Shal Rishayim Shaldam, Kadei She Yishlutu Behem Malachi Chavala, and the ones who are the Rishayim Gemurim, so put a tuff of dam, and this way the Malachi Chavala will definitely destroy them. The Mefarshim ask, why do you need a tuff on both? Just have a tuff on the ones to be destroyed, or just have a tuff on the ones to be spared?
So
some say there were actually three groups. There were the Tzadikim Gemurim, there were the Rishayim Gemurim, and then there were the Beinanim. It wasn't so clear exactly what should happen to them, and should they get a tuff of dam. So the ones who get the tuff of dam, they're definitely going to be destroyed. The ones who have the tuff of Dioi, They're going to be saved. And then there are the Beinonim. So that is what Hashem told the Malach Gavriel. So at that stage, Amra Midas Adin of Nekadosh Baruch Hu Ribbono Shel Olam Anishtanu Eilim Eilu. Why are you sparing the tzaddikim? So Amar La, he said to the Malach, Halalu tzaddikim gemurim, Halalu Rishayim gemurim. I think this is the Deik of the Mashah, that meaning we're discussing two polar groups, the tzaddikim gemurim, and there's Rishayim gemurim. And surely there's going to be a third category, a third group of people who are neither tzaddikim gemurim nor rishayim gemurim. So Amra lefanav, and I guess we're saying in the feminine, even though the malachim are always masculine. I think the Chasam Sefer says in one place, lo matzinu na lashon nekeva etzel malachim. We never ever find the concept of a female malach ever. So Amra lefanav, but the midas hadin said, ribbono shel olam, hayavi adam limchez v'lo michu. Meaning, you're telling me the grace of tzaddikim, you're right. The Taka didn't do any averas, but they never rebuked them. They never made a macha. So, Amar la, galui v'yadua lefanai she'emichu behem lo yikablu mehem. I mean, I know that if the tzaddikim would have made a macha, it wouldn't have helped. In which case, what do you want from them? So, Amr Lefana, Ribbono Shel Olam, Im Lefanecha Galui, Lahemi Galui. The fact that you know the future and you know that the Rishayim Gemara wouldn't listen, is it so simple that Tzadikim Gemara knew that the Rishayim wouldn't listen? Maybe they would listen. So, says the Gemara, Pela de Gazach, it's an amazing thing. So, Hashem, so to speak, was forced to be Mekabel, the Kitrug of Midas Hadin at that stage. Meaning, originally he said, don't be nigash to the tzaddikim who have a tuff on their forehead, a tuff of diyayin. But at the end, Hashem said, actually, umimigdashi tachelo. From what we're going to see in a minute, from the Kedoshim, you will actually begin, meaning the Magefa and the Malachi Chavala will begin with them, because Hashem retracted due to the Kitrug of the Midas Adin, because Hashem set up this Bezdin Shalmala, and that's what Hashem wants. I mean, Hashem was trying to, so to speak, defend Klal Yisrael, but when push came to shove, and the Bezdin Shalmala set a Taina Nitzachas, Hashem was forced to give in. And what does it say, Taka? Uksiv vayachelu ba'anashim askenim. And then the Taka says that it began with the zkenim, asher lifnei habayis, the zkenim who are in front of the bayis, ayat tzadikim. Tani Rav Yosef, al tikri mikdashi ele mikudashei. The ones who are mekudashim, elu b'nei adam shekima satarikula mi'alaf atof. So these are individuals who are mekayim kola terikula. But the one shortcoming which they had is that they were not mechiyach. U'miyad v'inei shish anashim boyim midech shara elyon asher mafnet sfeina. Six men came from the upper gate. V'ish kli ma'potze b'yadei v'ish echad b'secham lavo shabadim. The Kesset HaSefer B'Masnav, so they came with various weapons and instruments, and they were writing things down. V'yavu v'yamdu etzel mizbech HaNechoshes, and these men that we're going to see in a minute, these were actually destructive forces. They came and they stood by the Mizbech HaNechoshes. Frag de Gemara, Mizbech HaNechoshes mihava, meaning was in the time of Yechezkel, was there such a thing of a Mizbech HaNechoshes? I mean, wasn't it something which Shlomo Melech had to get rid of or replace with something much bigger? Because when Shlomo Melech inaugurated the Bayis, he needed a Mizbech which was much larger than the Mizbech which they had in the times of the Mishkan. So what does it mean when it says the Mizbech and Chayshis, this Mizbech was no longer in use? So Elamai, we darshan, and we say, Amar Lahu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should begin with the place that they actually begin Shira. If you look at Rashi about 15 lines down, Rashi says, min ha-levi'im sha'imim shir b'kli nechayshis. So it means, when it refers to, when it says mizbach nechayshis, it doesn't mean literally, but rather it means with the individuals, meaning these are the tzaddikim, these are the levi'im, these are the ones who are singing shira, and they're singing shira with copper instruments, and so on, and that's where the mageifa should begin. Now the Gemara says, Uma ninu, who are these six men? So we mentioned that it refers to six types of destructive forces. Amar Rav Chisda, Ketzef, Af, Chema, Mashchis, Meshaber, Mechala, all different types of Puranes and destructive forces, and so on. And the Gemara asks, again, all of this came about because these tzaddikim, notwithstanding their tzidkas, they did not engage in any type of techacha. So, frag the Gemara, Omai Shna Tof, meaning, why was this the letter which was used to connote death and so on, or life? Omarav Tof Techia Tof Tomus. Because Tof either means that these ones will live and these ones will die, and that's what Hashem initially set up. Shmuel Amar, he said, the Tof on the Metzach was coming to say, Tama Schus Ovis. Meaning that even though at times when Klal Yisrael are not meritorious themselves, but the Schus Ovis will kick in, and that will be matzil even a Rasha. But the Tof is indicating, Tama Schus Ovis, the Schus Ovis has finished. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Tachin Schus Ovis, meaning maybe we should come to, like, be Ma'orer, and be Mazkir, the Schus Ovis, and that should remain in place for them, and therefore, even though these were Shoyim, Mitzad, they themselves didn't deserve, but maybe the Schus Ovis should help. Rish Lakish Omar, what's Pshat and Tof? He says, Tof, Seif Chesamai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, we know that the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is Emes, and therefore, this is the end of Emes. Those people who deserve to live will live, because that's what Emes dictates. Those people who deserve to die will die. The Amram Chanina, Chisama Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emes. And the final pshat is, Shmuel ben Nachmani Amar, Eilu bnei Adam Shekima Zoter Kula, Me Aleph Ad Tof. Meaning these, and therefore Tof was used to say that the tzaddikim initially were going to be spared, these are going to be the ones, from the beginning all the way till the end. Now the Gemara dawns on this din of when this Chus Aves, when did it cease? At what stage in history did it stop? So the Gemara says, Meim is Zaydamas Chus Aves, from what period in history did this Chus Aves stop? So Amarav Mimois Hishaya ben Be'eri. From the time of Hishaya, Shenemar, it says in Hishaya, Agale es Navlusa le'enim ha'aveh, meaning Hashem is saying, I will reveal the nevel, the disgrace of Klal Yisrael in front of all those who love her. The ish lo yatzilenu miyadi, and there is no man who will save her from me. And she says, about 10 lines at the bottom, the ish lo yatzilenu she'ein oid zchus la'avis she'achlua, meaning they have eaten up zchus la'avis, it's finished, it's over, and therefore, no one is going to come to our rescue, to Klal Yisrael's rescue, and that's the end of that. The Mefarshim say, this took place approximately, at the time of Hosea, which was around the year 3084. So, it's literally about 2,000 years ago, just under, that's when Schus Aves finished. That is the first pshat. Shmuel Amar Mimei Hazoyel. Shenemar, it says, Hazoyel Melech Aram Lachetzes Yisrael Kol Yimei Yehoi Achaz. So he put pressure on Klal Yisrael during the time and the reign of Yehoi Achaz. Uksiv, and it says, V'yachn Hashem Oysam, Hashem, they found favor in the eyes of Hashem, V'yachmeim, V'yifin Aleihem, L'man Brisei Yisavram Yitzchak V'yakev, V'lei Ava Hashchisam, V'lei Shlichem Alponav Ad Ata. Meaning he didn't want to chuck them away up until then. Up until then, he didn't want to chuck them away. Rashi says, but henceforth, Sakdrashi, Shlicham, Hashem will discard them, so to speak, and the Leibana El Bris Avis, Hashem will no longer look at the Bris of the Avis. Now, when did that take place? The Mefarshim say that took place in the year 3118. So, we're talking about 26, about another 35 years approximately after the first opinion. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar Mimei Eliyahu. No, it was even earlier than the first two opinions. Shenamar. It says by Eliyahu in the famous story with the Nevi'ei Baal. So he was makriv his carbon. He davened to Hashem and he said, Hashem Elokei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yisrael, Hayom Yevada ki At Elokim v'Yisrael, Vani Avdecha. Today it should be known that you are the God of Israel. I'm your servant. U'bidvarach Asisi es kol hadvarim ha'ela. So Eliyahu is saying, let it be known today. Let it be known today. I mean, Hashem, remember the bris of the Avos. So Hayoyim is mashma, today let it be known. But Lav Dafka, that it will be known in the future. That's what Rashi says. She'atazich bris of Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Midika Amar Hayoyim Yivada V'suloy Mechlal D'tama. Zag Rashi V'aydei Rachamim Huskur Lam Bimei Hazoyel. Because Rashi needs to answer, according to this pshat, why did they find favor in the eyes of Hashem? B'mei Chazal, that was like a one-off, and so on. But already, and this took place in the year 3034. So that's already much, much earlier. That's the earliest of the lot. And the final pshat is Rabbi Yechon Omar, B'mei Chizkiyahu. And this is actually the latest. This is 3199. Which basically, when you think about it, we have four pshatim ranging from 3,084 to 3,199. So within a period of 115 years, the Gemara says, Tama Schus Avis. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Lamarba Misra, the greatness of the Misra, of the star, of the ruler, Ula Shalamin Kates, and this piece, Al Kisei David v'Al Mamlachtei Lahachin Esau, to prepare it, to lasad it, support it, b'mishpat v'tzvakim mi'at v'ad olam, kines Hashem tzvakis, tas v'zois. So, Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, v'min Chizkiyahu, d'chsiv mi'ata v'ad olam, kines Hashem tzvakis, tas v'zois. Meaning, henceforth, the only thing which is going to protect Klal Yisrael is Kinas Hashem. If nations of the world start up with us, and Hashem will avenge us, but we don't have any anymore. So those are the four opinions. There's an important thesis over here in Dira Maschel v'Shmuel Amr Thomas Chosaves, and Lachar will see from Rashi that it's Meduik, not like thesis. Thesis says, Eimer ben Tam, the schus avos tama, avol bris avos leitama. Zogt ben Tam, there's the difference between the schus avos and the bris avos. So yes, you know, for the last 2,000 years, says Rabbeinu Tam, we haven't had schus avos, but he says we have bris avos. Zoksev zachati es bris Yaakov, af la'achar golis. That's referring to the pasuk even after the Golas, like, because we know that Tzichach is referring to after the Golas, and so on. Vanan ein anu maskin schus avis ella habris. Now it's Meduig in Rashi, not like Rabbeinu Tam, because in a couple of these Rashi said avam mikan ve'eda cheshlichem leipana el bris avis. So Rashi said very clearly bris avis, and so on. So Rashi seems to use interchangeably. And the next Rashi, Vale Zachar, I thought it was another Rashi, but Rashi seems to use interchangeably Bris Avos with Schus Avos. Rabbeinu Tam says we have Schus Avos, but we don't have Bris Avos. That's what the Gemara means to say. Yeah, I'm sorry, someone had a question?
Yeah, so what's the difference? I mean, the fact that we have Bris Avos, it doesn't help us. It's the Schus Avos that always got us out of trouble, right?
Well, I mean, you know, Rabbi Natan is saying that there's a difference between the two, meaning I don't know the subtleties of the differences between the two, but a bris means that this is a covenant, and then Hashem made a shivua to the Aves that Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker, that we will continue. So mitzad that promise, so then the bris will remain. But as far as actually saying, you know, Avraham Avinu, I mean, you can ask questions on this. You can ask questions on Rabbeinu Tam. You can ask questions on this Gemara. I mean, we say, V'akedus Yitzchok Lezarei Hayoim Barachamim Tizkar Baruch Atashem Zecher Habris. So what does that mean? I mean, you know, we're asking for Hashem to remember the actual Maisa Akeda, and it should be in good stead for Klal Yisrael. So we're somehow going to have to be mahalik that we're not actually asking for just the actual Maisa Akeda to work for us, but we're doing something different. We're doing something like we're saying Akadosh Baruch Hu, Yitzchak, Avram and Yitzchak, they were individuals that they were capable of Mesiris Nefesh. And to the extent that we are the Bnei Banim of Avram and Yitzchak, it is something in our spiritual DNA. And therefore, Akedas Yitzchak Hayyim, Lazar Shalom Hayyim Tiskar, is saying that this is who we are. But we're not actually asking, well, that actual schus should work and be poil for me. You know, I guess we have to come up with these types of chilukim, but I'm sure there's lots to say about it. Okay, good. Lamazan Abislavaita. Zogdi Gemar Amrabami, famous Gemar Ein Misa Belechet, the Ein Yisurin Beloy Avain. There's no such thing as death without a sin, and Yisurin without an Avain. Now we know that usually Chet means Shegeg, and Avain means Mazed. Rashi says Belechet, the Hateshul Adam Gurim Loy Misa, meaning even if you did something inadvertently, meaning you might have been a tzaddik, but you know, the Pasuk says, Ein tzaddik baratz shayasete v'layachta. No one, it's not like there's no person that doesn't do even an avera b'shegeg, and that is the cause of death. And so on. So the Shkogas bring about Misa, and the Mezidim bring about Yisurin. Says the Gemara, Emisa b'lechei dechsev ha-nefesh ha-chitas, he somos, meaning the soul which was chayta will be the one which dies. Ben la'yisa b'aveina ha'av la'yisa b'aveina ben. Sifkas ha-tzadik alav tia, v'rishas ha-rasha alav tia. Meaning, everyone will die for their own reasons, and the nefesh which sins will be the one which is killed, and so on. Says the Gemara, Ein yisurin b'le'avin dechsev ufakadati v'shevet pish'am u'b'negayim avinam. If you look at Rashi says, Hainu yisurin, u'kame she'ein b'yin ela mishum pekidas oven. It only comes about because Hashem remembers the oven which was done. Fragdi Gemara kasha meisvei. Amru Malach Hesharis Levnei Kodesh Baruch Hu Ribbono Shel Olam Ma Konas the Misal Adam Arishin Amar Lahem Mitzvah Kalat Zivisav Avra Lea. That's why. So Amru Loi Valei Meishav Aaron Shekimu Kalatir Akula Avam Eisu Amar Lahem Mikra Echad LaTadik VeLerash LaTayv VeGomer. Pasuk says in Kehelas, you know, everything happens. The same mikra happens to everyone. So it seems to imply that even though Moshe and Aaron were tzaddikim gemurim, and they didn't do a single avera, this kind of seems to hold. Nevertheless, they died because that's the way of the world. So how can Rabbami say what he said? Says the Gemara, Nein, Huda Amaki, Aitana, Rabbami is going like the following. Tatanya, Rib Shimon min Laza Aimer, Af Moshe and Aaron, Bechetam Meisu, they did a chait. Shinemar, it says, Yan Le'aman to be like the Shane, it says by Mei Meriva, that because they were Makya the cell instead of being Medabra la cella, that's why they died. Lu Yitzur, they would have listened and been Mamin, then they wouldn't have died. So Reb Ami, who said, Ein Misa B'lechait, he was going like Reb Shimon Lazar, who said that Moshe and Aaron did a chait.
I thought the punishment was that they couldn't come into Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, if they would have come into Eretz Yisrael, then there wouldn't have been Misa. then that would have been, you know, that would have been, you know, that would have been the end, I believe. That's what they say.
The only way he could make sure they would die is by them not coming down to serve. So it's one, the same one and the same punishment.
I guess, as they come twice, yeah. I guess so, yeah. Basically, thinking about Kash and Rabbani, Arba, Meisu, Be'et Yishal Nachash. There were four people who died because of the Eitzah Ra of the Nachash to Adam and Chava. The Eilein, Ben Yamin, Ben Yaakov, Arman, Avi, Meisha, Yisha, Avi, David, Vekilav, Ben, David. So there were four individuals who did not do a single Aveira whatsoever, and nevertheless, they died. So the Gemara of Akulu, Gemara, we have a Messiah for all of these. Levan, Yisha, Avi, David, the Mefarish, Beikra. That's really Mefarish. The Chziv, I mean, it's kind of Mefarish enough, insofar as the Pasuk says, Es Amasa, Sam Avshalom Tachas Yov Alatzava. So Avshalom placed him in place of Yoav as the general. Vamasa ben E, she was the son of a man who Shema Yisra Yisraeli. Shabal Avigail, he was with Avigail, who was Avigail Bas Nachash. And this Avigail was Achis Tzruya Eim Yoav. Frag the Gemara, v'chi Bas Nachash Havoy, was Abigail's father called Nachash, v'alei Bas Yishai Havoy, she was the daughter of Yishai, d'chsev, it says in the Devei Yamim, v'ach Yisayen, and the sister is Tzruya v'Abigail. Ella, so what's the pshat? Bas, this girl, Abigail, was the daughter of Mishameis, be'et Yishal Nachash, so he's called Nachash to allude to the fact the only reason why he died was because of the Nachash and so on. Now, this braisa which says, Arba Shemesu Be'et Yishal Nachash, who's it going like? Mani Ilema Tana de Malach HaSharis. If it's going like the braisa at the top of the page, the top line of Meisvi Amr Malach HaSharis and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, what's pshat with Meisha Rabbeinu? So why you can Meisha Aaron? Meishan Aaron didn't do anything wrong. So therefore, it's not four people who died by Be'et Yishal Nachash. It would be six. So clearly this Tana does not hold like the top Tana at the top of the page. El Alav, this Tana must be going like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, and so on, who said that Meishan Aaron died because of their sin. And nevertheless, even he concedes that it's possible for a person to die without any sin whatsoever. And if so, Shmamina, Yesh Misa Balechet, Yesh Yisurim Balechavin, and if so, Tiyuvta, the Rabami, Tiyuvta. We have a Tiyuvta on Rabami. We see that from the Arba Shemesa Be'et Yishal Nachash, that it's possible to die without a single Aveira, and so on. Tesis just points out in the second Tesis, Shema Mina Yesh Misa Balechet V'Yesh Yisurin Balei Avoin Avogav Debemai Dekamer Ein Yisurin Balei Avon Loi Itoisiv. Meaning the whole Shakla of the Gemara was surrounding the first point, it was not surrounding the second point, and so on. Fine. Good. Om Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Om Rabbi Yenison Kala Eimer Ruvin Chata Einei Ela Toya. So an individual who says that Reuven was chayta, meaning that he had relations with his father's wife, is a chayta. Is a mistake. He's making a mistake. Einei ela taya. Shenema. It says what happened. It says that Reuven came back from the field, and it says the lashna pasuk is very strong. It says vayishkav es Bila. He lied down. He slept with Bila, the pelegish of his father. But the pasuk immediately says, "Vayu b'nei Yaakov shnei masar." Zok the Gemara, Zok the Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani b'shem Rabbi Yenison, melamed shekulan shkulin ka'achas. From the fact that it equates Reuven with the shiftei kah, that they are all tzaddikim, vayistays he is also a tzaddik, and he didn't do anything wrong. Aye, but the pasuk seems to imply that he did. Salamani mekayin v'yishkav esbel apilegish aviv melamed shebilbel. He just moved around. He was mevalbel the mattress of his father. And as we'll see why in a minute, And because he got involved in his father's private affairs, that's why the Torah writes very strongly against him. So what he did was wrong, but he didn't cohabit with Bilam. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Eimer, Mutzal Oisi Tzadik Mi Oisi Avayin. He was spared from this Aveira. Maluba Masa Zel Yade, and he didn't do this. And the Rai is, Efsha Osid Zari Lamed Har Evil, Volamer Arashechav Im Ashes Aviv Vyavichit Ze Lyade. I mean, it doesn't make sense that Shevet Reuven would be the Shevet which are standing on Har Evil. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, about five lines down, V'yavichit ze liyade v'yigzar HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheyiyu mina mekalalim. I mean, the ones on Har Evil were the ones who cursed. So it just wouldn't be appropriate for Hashem to say, to position Shevet Reuven on Har Evil, if in fact their ancestor was involved in this type of a chait. Elam ani mekayin v'yishkev ez bila v'legish aviv elbein imay tava. All he did was he tried to address the disgrace of his mother. Amma, what did he say? Im achis imi hoysa tzara le'imi shifchas achis imi te tzara le'imi. I mean, it's one thing that my mother Leah is second fiddle to Rachel. But now that Rachel died, that my mother Leah should be second and she should be subordinate even to Bila, to the Pelegish of my mother's co-wife, that doesn't sound right. Amadu Bilbal Esamatsa, and therefore he moved her bed, and so on. That is, so he didn't cohabit with her. Achir Maimrim, Shtei Matsayis Bilbal. There were two mattresses which he was Mavalbel. Achishol Shechina v'Achishol Aviv. One was his father's, and one was actually the Shechina, so to speak. Meaning, v'hayne d'chsev, it says, Oz chilalta yitzuyi Allah. Meaning to say, it says that there was the Shem Hashem, which used to go up on my bed, and you, because of you, you intervened, you kind of caused the Shechina, which used to rest on my bed, to go away. And so on. So that's the second thing, which the Gemara is saying, the Shtei Matzois, he was mevalbal because it was the actual bed, and it was the Shem Hashem, which used to rest on the bed. Says the Gemara, nevertheless, Kitanoi, whether or not Reuven did something wrong, is a Machlekes Tanoim. We know, it says, when Yaakov gave Techacha to his sons in Parshas Vayechi, he said to Reuven, Pachas Kamayim Al Toisar. Meaning you acted with the trait of being a pachas, meaning to say you acted in a very hasty manner, like mayim, which is spilled, and therefore al toisar, you are not going to get these milas, you're not going to get the mile of kahuna and malchus and so on. So Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, the word pachas is a matrikin. We darshan. Pazta chavta zalta, meaning you acted in a hasty way, and memela you were mechayev yourself with your actions, and you were mezalzel zalta. There was a zilzel which you did because of your actions. That is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, he also dashes it in a negative manner. He says posata al das. Meaning you were over on the das, meaning on the law, which Aser is the person to be with his father's wife, the chatasa, mameli dinachet, and zanisa, and you are mezana. So you also dashens in a negative manner. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, pilalta, chilta, and zarcha, tfilascha. Meaning he dashens in a positive way. Meaning pilalta, which is lashon of tefillah, you davened, and chilta, which is another lashon of tefillah, you're mischanin, and zarcha tefillascha, and your tefillah shone, so to speak. And therefore you were okay, but Amar Rav Gamliel, Adayin Shichan Arno Lemoidoi. We still need to come on to the drasha of Rabbi Elazar Lemoidoi. Rabbi Elazar Lemoidoi Omer, Hafeich es Hateva Vadarsha, meaning darshan, this word backwards, meaning Pachas, which is Pei and Ches, and Zayin, do it, Zayin, Ches, Pei. Meaning to say, Zizato, you were Mizdazea, meaning you had a tremendous fear to be Nechshal. And here, Tasa, you were near to Achira, you were Seled Achar, you kind of went backwards. And Parcha Chait Mimcha, and because you psyched yourself up and you were Mizariz yourself, so the Chait, it flew away from you, and Kum Doist it, Rabbi Eliezer, and Yeshua Dashnung, that he did do something wrong, and Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Elazar Lemoidoi, Dashnung, that he didn't. And it's very interesting, we know, you know, by Meir, Yish Dashnung L'Shvach, Yish Dashnung L'Gnai, and you cannot ask, you know, if you could Dashnung L'Shvach, why Dashnung L'Gnai? I mean, why do Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua Dashnung L'Gnai? Teretz is because they obviously hold that the rayas in the psukim are more mashma that way. I mean, there's no preconceived agenda over here. But Rebbe Eliezer, and it's interesting, we know that Rebbe Eliezer is a Talmud of Shammai. Shammai is Midas Adin. Rebbe Yeshua is a Talmud of Hillel. Hillel is Rachamim and Chesed. So even Rebbe Yeshua, who was a Talmud of Hillel, that Kav is much more in tune with Chesed and Rachamim, and you might have thought that even Rabbi Yeshua would have darshened Latoiv. Even Rabbi Yeshua didn't. Even Rabbi Yeshua held. No, the mashmos of the Pesukim is that he did something wrong. Good. Rava Omar, a similar pshat. Amri La Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba. Again, we darshened Pachas backwards. Zacharta Zayin is Zacharta Ein Shishol Davar. You remembered the punishment, Chalisat Chayli Gadol, and you made yourself sick to be Kevish Yetzer and Pirashta Milachti, and because of that, you were perish from the Chait. It's interesting. Rashi says, I just find it interesting. Rashi says Chalisa Chayli Gadol. You sickened yourself with like this great sickness to conquer your Yetzer. I thought it was quite interesting that Reuven, who's from the Shiftei Kah, and this is even Rava, who's darshening L'Shvach, but he's saying that you, Reuven, you had this Rizagetaiva to lie with Bila, that your mamash, you conquered it, and you made yourself sick over it, and you were kavish your yetzer, and it was incredible. It's quite fascinating, the way the Gemara is presenting it, that Reuven had such an incredible taiva to be with Bila. Just an interesting, it's an interesting thing. Michael Lehi, why did he have such a taiva?
So on that basis, why was it called Reuven had tzaddik, like Yosef had tzaddik? He didn't do anything. And he had that strong urge to, and he repelled himself.
Yeah, you know, I guess the difference is that Yosef HaTzadik, for an extended period of time, he was tempted proactively by Ashes Potiphar, that she used to, she would go and she would adorn herself and change her clothing twice a day, and she went after him. So, you know, for a 17-year-old single bacher in Ervas HaAretz, to be tempted by a woman that, in a sense, wasn't totally awesome in so far as he knew that he was going to have a union in this family, but it happened to be with her daughter, and he was 17, and she tempted him, and he withstood that tzidkus as opposed to someone who would like to go after someone else, and holds back on a one-off. I guess that would be a simple difference. Good, says the Gemara, Reuven b'nei Eli b'nei Shmuel David u'Shleime v'yayash Simon. So we're going to go through other individuals where there's a dion as to whether they did or did not do something wrong. So, says the Gemara, Amar Reb Shmuel ben Ahmani, Amar Reb Yonis and Kala, Amar B'nei Eli Chatu, Einei Ela Toya. Meaning the reason to say that they were Chaita is because the Pasuk says about them, Asher Yishkavun Es Hanoshim, which simply put, they lie down with the women. says, again, the same Maimer of Rabbi Yonasan, you are making a mistake. Shanema, what does the Pasuk say? V'shem shnei b'nei Eli, chavni apinchas kainim l'Hashem. They were kainim l'Hashem. Savala k'rav, he holds like Rav, amarav, pinchas lechata. As we'll see later on. Meaning Pinchas ben Eli, he definitely didn't do anything wrong. And if so, makish chavni l'Pinchas, the Pasuk compares Pinchas, chavni to Pinchas. To say, ma pinchas lechata, ef chavni lechata. I aber steht in Pasuk asher yishkavun, so the mani mekayim asher yishkavun es anashim. Nein, it means to say the mitzvah sheshohu es kineyem, because they delayed in processing the karbonis that the women would give after birth, and in situations perhaps where they became a zava and the like, meaning shaleholchu etzel baalehen, and because of that he delayed them from reuniting with their husbands and engaging in peru revu, so malalei and akasev ki'ilu shachavum. So therefore, the pasuk treats them as if they actually lied down with the women. If you look at Rashi over here, explains in it's about the middle of the page, two words in. Rashi says shesho eskineim shahoyu misarvin lahakriv shum karban elabekayshi. Meaning they were somewhat lax in bringing the karbonis. Kedasev gam v'terem yaktirin esachelev, v'kushahayu zaveis v'yeldes, when the women who were zaveis and yeldes, bo'is mimakam acher l'shiloi, l'akriv eskineyem, v'heinayu mashin v'lahakriv, and they would delay in bringing these karbonis. V'anashim l'yayu yachelem l'ismich aleyem sh'yakrivu, they knew that they were not such as Rizim, these two, and therefore they didn't rely on them being makriv. V'hayu shayisham, they would stay overnight, they would remain there. V'layayu chayzrei seitzel ba'alein, adjero kinem kravim, v'hayu tohayres lakachim, ulikan is lazara. L'fikach ma'alem ke'ilu shachvim shayim meinem isam mipiriya v'rivya, and so on. It's quite an amazing thing. You know, we see the importance of trying to facilitate husband and wife to get back to together with each other. And if someone who delays in that, and it's considered as kikach, the way the Torah presents it, is as if Chas v'Shalom they lie down with these women. So we mentioned over here that Pinchas definitely was a tzaddik. He didn't do anything wrong. It's a bit questionable about Chofni. Ella will say, from the fact that Pinchas didn't do anything wrong, so too, Hophni didn't do anything wrong. Where do we see, how do we know that Pinchas was any different? Says the Gemara, Gufa. Amarav, Pinchas lechata, shenemar. It says, V'achia ben Achitov, Achi ikavid. So Achia was a Kohen Gadol, and he was ben Pinchas ben Eli Kohen Hashem. He was the son of Pinchas. He was the grandson of Eli. So, Ev Shehata, Chait Baliyad, excuse me, Vakasa Miyachse, is it possible that Pinchas was guilty of such a big Aveira? And when the Pasuk is coming to speak about the Maila of Achia ben Achitov, who was the Kohen Gadol, it would be Miyachse after a Rasha? Doesn't make sense. Valik Farnam, after all, the Pasuk says, by an individual who's involved in being Boyal, a Zaina, and the like, or guilty of this level of promiscuity, Yachris Hashem l'ish shayasena er v'oina, meaning Hashem will cut off this type of a person from er and oina, which we'll see in a minute what that means. Such a person will not merit er or oina, mi'ala Yaakov, meaning if he's just from a regular son of Yaakov, i.e. he's Yisrael. Umagish min halashem tzvakis, and so too, if he is someone who's ro'i to be a kohen, then he will not merit to be a magish mincha. He will not merit to serve in the mishkan and so on. So im yisrohu layelay er b'chachamim v'layayne b'tamidim, he will lack the mile of er. To be er is like to be awake and to be sharp, like la'orer. And so on. So he's not going to be a sharp person. V'le'oina, neither will he be someone who responds, who answers questions. And im koyinu, And if he is like a Kohen, then Le'ia Le'ben Magish Minchas is someone who is guilty of this level of chait, of znus, he will not merit a ben, who is a Magish Mincha, El Alav Shma Minah, Pinchas Le'chota, and like we said before, to the extent that Pinchas wasn't chaita, therefore Makish Chafni to Pinchas, to say that Chafni also was not chaita. Aye, Frank Gemala, Ella, Haksiv Asha Yishkavun, but doesn't it say in the plural that they lie down? So why are we making a distinction between Pinchas and Chafni? Main, Yishkavain Kisiv. It's actually written in the singular, and therefore we'll say Chafni was really the one. Ivoxid El Bonai Kiletev Ashmoa, meaning Eli is giving a rebuke to his sons, and he's saying to his sons, I've heard bad things about you. Says the Gemarne and Avram Nachman Yitzchak Beniksiv. Again in the singular, only referring to Chafni Ivoxiv Mavirim. It says about Mavirim Amashem, meaning that they are causing the Amashem to come to an Aveira. Rav Huna Breit of Yeshua, Maviram Kisiv. We'll come back to this in a minute. But he says again, it's written in the singular. And again, it's only referring to Chafni. Frag the Gemara of Aksiv, Bnei Belial. So, basically, Rishoyim in the plural. So that we say, which ties back to the original Sugya, Mitech Shahayu Loyle Pinchas Limchis Lachafni Vale Micha. So being that Pinchas was in a position that he could have made a macha against his brother, and he didn't, so therefore he's also included in the grouping. It's a very interesting Rashi at the bottom of the Amud. Let's take a look. Rashi says, Haksiv mavirim, Am Ravuna Breda Bishua, mavirom ksiv. Says Rashi, kasha be'enai. Shema Chacham Anisker Kan. Meaning, it's very difficult for me to understand the name of this Chacham who's saying this pshat. Meaning to say, Ki Omani Shetous Godelhu. This is an egregious mistake. I mean, it cannot be. It just doesn't make sense. It's a Tous Godel. Valeger Sinin Lolaha Milsa. We just cannot be begirish this piece of Gemara. Sharei v'sfarim mughayim, ksiv mavirim, with a yud. Meaning, it doesn't say mavirom. If you look at our svarim, it says mavirim, and so on. V'gam, b'mesera ha-gedayla, b'makim shemanim shamkala teves, the lake ksiv ben yud, in all the places where it mentions words which are written chas without a yud. Yeah, this is not included. And they're all mentioned, the calculation. Says Rashi, v'zeh ein akasha, t'ham mavirim lav lashna veiro. But again, so we'll ask the question. It says mavirim in the plural, which seems to imply that Pinchas also was guilty. Main. Says Rashi, if not shver, why? Because mavirim is not an expression of avera. Elaloshen viaviru koil b'machne. V'hachi gamer, this is what it means. V'hachi gamer lo, loy toiv ha'shmua ha'shanechi shemea es amashem mavirim u'machrizin v'kovel malechem. I hear bad news. V'hai mavirim loshen rabimu v'amashem koi. V'lava b'nei Eli, meaning the folk, the people in the gas who are talking, they are speaking. It's not referring to you, Chafni and Pinchas, that you are mavir, the nation from doing something wrong, from doing something good, and you're calling them to do something bad. Yeah, v'ayim avir lashon rabim hu, v'am Hashem koi, v'lava b'nei Eli. And so on. They themselves did something, but it's not that they, plural, caused them to do anything wrong. So it's quite an amazing maramakam that we have over here, Rashi, on Daphne and Heim and Beis and Mesech HaShabbos, that Rashi says, I mean, this answer just cannot be. And I mean, Rashi says quite a strong thing, that Kasha Be'enai Shem HaChacham Hanizkakan, the name of this Chachma gives this answer of Maviram Ksiv, it's just impossible. And I, Rashi, I'm going to answer this question. Quite an amazing, amazing thing. Okay, we will call it here, and we will pick it up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. So, again,